everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. I'm doing another episode of Grabbing the Mic, and I'm hoping that this episode's going to go smoothly because we have our furry quadruped friend, child, Max, down here at my feet. On this Friday, what did I want to talk with everybody about? What I wanted to talk to people about is doing our very best. Now, why do I want to talk about doing our very best? There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and especially on social media, seeing feedback from people, posts from people, and sidebar conversations of people comparing themselves to what we see posted on social media. And one of our good friends and moderators at the PTSD and Beyond chat brought up the idea that what we see posted on social media isn't necessarily what's real. And people's responses and reactions and the comparison to what we see doesn't make us feel good. Doesn't make us feel good. It actually affects our mental health and our overall well-being. Where we've seen this pattern is with teenagers and comparing themselves to images that they see on social media, you know, whether it's somebody who looks a certain way and then they look at themselves in the mirror and say, well, why am I not like that? Why don't I look like this? And we find out that, oh, that image that you're comparing yourself to is completely false because it's Photoshop. So of course we cannot compare ourselves and meet the expectation of being like or even exact to something that's been Photoshopped. I'm finding that adults are having the same type of challenge where we're comparing ourselves to other people on social media. This came up in conversation today about, well, why are they successful and I'm not successful? And I listened to this person talk and I thought, you know, I've had similar thoughts and feelings too. I see people who are, you know, they put out on social media all their successes that they've achieved and they've accomplished and how business is going super great and how busy they are. And then there's, you know, a letdown because not everybody has that same type of success. Now, I want to pause here for a second and go on a little sidebar tangent, gee, no surprise. This isn't about what is the definition of success. Our episode today is about the awareness of good enough. Okay, we're going to circle back about the awareness of good enough. I want to set the stage and give examples of how we go on social media and start comparing ourselves to others who put out the perception that, you know, they're doing very well. Are we comparing ourselves to someone in a situation that is identical to ours? So, for example, let's say We're comparing ourselves to someone who's saying that they're very successful. And maybe they've had an opportunity and time and resources to do so. Maybe that's the case. How can we compare ourselves to that situation when maybe our situation is we don't have the support, don't have family members to support us, don't have a partner to support us? This person who I was talking with, they don't have that. And I said, then why are you comparing yourself to someone who is completely unlike you? It's like apples to oranges. And we know this stuff, right? We know it. And sometimes what we need is for someone to listen to us, to validate what we're experiencing and feeling, as well as to bring up the question, is that person identical to you? Is their situation identical and or similar to your situation? And if not, then why are you comparing yourself? That's one awareness of why are you comparing yourself? The other awareness of why are you comparing yourself is going back to the teenager. How do we know that that's actually really true? How do we know that it's not Photoshopped? How do we know that the messages that are put out there aren't to maybe inflate their fragile ego? We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. So why compare ourselves to something that we don't know? We don't know. We don't know. This type of conversation brought a pause to the other conversation that I was having and an awareness. The awareness of, why would I do that to myself? That doesn't make any sense. And when I do, it doesn't feel good. Why would I do that to myself? And when I do that, it doesn't feel good. So I'm going to pause and stop doing it. I'm going to pause and stop doing it. And I'm using myself as saying I, but that's not, it wasn't me. It was somebody else. What can we learn from this? You know how I say, remember who you are? There's two additional layers to the remember who you are. Sometimes we need a reminder to remember who we are. The second layer of remember who you are is know who you are. So when we can actually look at the mirror at the end of the day, and we're, you know, I do this practice actually, get my face washed. I actually just shared this with somebody today. Get my face washed, you know, and I'm putting on my night cream. Yes, I have dry skin, so I put night cream on. And I look at myself in the mirror and I say, you did good today. And then I can go to bed. I can go to bed with a clear mind, knowing that I did my best. And if I look at myself in the mirror and say, you know, Deb, that double scoop of ice cream and that waffle cone, honey, you're trying to get back to your pre-COVID weight. Was that really doing your best? Not so much. When I do it 2 days in a row. Oh my gosh, it's so transparent. I actually have done that recently, 2 days in a row. Double scoop ice cream. I couldn't help myself. It was pistachio and vanilla, man, on a homemade waffle cone. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. But yes, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? We could have done better today. We could have done better. And you know what? Tomorrow is another day. So go to bed and remember that tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is a new day, a new day, a new opportunity. And wake up in the morning. We say to ourselves before we flip our leg over and the covers go off, right? Hey, good morning. It's a new day. You get another shot at this thing called life. So remember who you are and know who you are. And if you could have done different that day, then try to do better the next day. So know who you are. Remember who you are. That's the first one. Second one is know who you are. And what do you think the third one is? Who wants to take a guess? I'm talking to myself out here. I don't hear you. Maybe you're shouting it out loud. Oh, yes. Believe who you are. That's right. Remember who you are. Know who you are. And then believe who you are. See, when we remember who we are, it's that V8 moment. Oh my gosh, that's right. Yes, that's who I am. And then the know who I am. Yes, I did my best today. And then the third, believe it. Then you can say with certainty, no matter what somebody else is saying out there, no matter what's blowing up your way, no matter what you're reading, no matter what you're seeing, no matter what someone else is saying, because we don't know always the intention of somebody else, right? We don't know if their intention is to be manipulative. We don't really know if their intention is to give us just, you know, some honest feedback on a way that we can improve ourselves. Because I know you guys all know me, right? Always got to be better. Always pushing to be better. Always pushing to maximize my potential. Maximizing the potential. When you can actually believe that, yes, I did my very best. It doesn't matter if you get a ding letter in an email that says, you know, the candid response, thank you so much for your whatnot. They don't actually say that. They don't say thank you very much. They say, dear so-and-so, thank you for your interest in such and such position. While we were impressed with your qualifications and skills, we've decided to go on with another candidate, right? So no matter if you get a ding letter or if somebody is spouting off on social media or yes, you get rejected in some other social way, when you know who you are and you believe who you are and you know and you believe that you did your very best, then no matter what comes your way, information, messages, anything that tries to chip away at, I did my very best. What happens then is that information goes back out to where it came from. See, what happens is when we pause and then say, oh, you know, but did I do? Oh, I don't know if I did my very best. Then you then take on that message of rejection, denial, abandonment. You take on it. You own it. You embrace it. Accept it. It's like a sticky note that stays on you and you can't rip it off. You can try to rip it off, but it's got better than Gorilla tape. It stays on you. And then what happens is it not only stays on you, but it goes into your memory, goes into your subconscious mind, starts affecting your body, and it starts affecting your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings about yourself, your self-confidence, your self-worth, your self-esteem. And eventually it trickles to other people because then it spews out. It's like that aroma that you can't get rid of, right? Just starts permeating the room. And before you know it, people are like coughing because, oh my gosh, it's you. It's that scent we don't want to have, right? That's what happens. So where am I going with this? Remember who you are. Know who you are. Believe who you are. Know and believe with certainty that yes, in fact, that you yourself can look yourself in the eyes. That mirror work, by the way, guys, is difficult to do if you've never done it. And once you start doing it, this is why people don't like to do it, because when you look at yourself in the mirror and you're looking in your own eyes, it's very difficult to lie to yourself. Now, I want to have a little footnote here that most people are not narcissistic liars. Okay. Most people find it very difficult to look at themselves in the mirror and to tell themselves a lie. Narcissistic behaviors and people with narcissistic tendencies, they actually believe their own lies. So it's really easy for them to look at themselves in the mirror and go, oh yes, I am, like, you know, I am the wonderful thing that I am. No, most people have a difficult time because they can't lie to themselves. They're uncomfortable with it. And that's a normal response, by the way. What happens when you start doing mirror work, at first it's uncomfortable because you're like, ooh, you know, this is pretty raw. I'm really telling myself some real stuff here. And eventually, the more that you use this technique and practice it, looking at yourself in the mirror is like looking at a good friend. You have real, true, heartfelt conversations with yourself. And in some cases, that can actually trickle to, you know, doing inner child work. So when you look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day, like I do, after the face cream's put on, did you do good today? That's the question I ask. Did you do good today? Yes, I did my very best. Or, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have had that double scoop of ice cream, but I did and it tasted damn good. Tomorrow, I'm going to do better. So again, let's rephrase it one more time. Remember who you are. Know who you are. Believe in who you are. And know that you did your very best. And when you know it and you believe that you've done your very best, no matter what is happening on the external, no matter what someone's throwing at you, no matter what you're seeing on social media, no matter what those other messages that someone's trying to impose onto you, you can hold your own because you can actually say, you know, I've done my very best and that's good enough for me. All right, guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here and thank you so much for listening. If you feel so compelled, and I want to say a shout out, we got a new Patreon sponsor. Thank you so much to Wilton Dale, T. Wilton Dale. Thank you so much for your contribution to keep us going. Go check us out either at Ko-Fi and buy us a cup of coffee because, like I say, you know how much I love it. And check out our Patreon because every little bit helps to keep this podcast up and our messages out to you. And hopefully you find it of value and support. Go check us out at patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. And we'll see each other again next week. All right, you guys, make it a good one, eh?